On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Getting old is wonderful, isn't it?
It sucks.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Okay, time for another episode of Rapid Fire, where we try to trick each other or stump each other with questions that we've come up with in our own brains. So play along with us at home, see if you can get the answers. We try to go 3 for 3, but I'm happy with 1 for 3 because usually they're pretty hard.
Yeah, they are. I got a question. Why was, when you said brains and talking about that, instead of for me saying anything on a mic, I just nodded up and down. Like somebody's actually watching this.
That's right.
What an idiot. Jeez. I mean, we don't even put this out as a video, and I'm nodding. Man, being sick sucks. I have sinus headaches. Jeez. Okay.
All right. Well, way to go. Okay. Well, I'm going to need some verbal answers for these questions, because just holding up fingers or nodding or shaking your head won't work.
Claro que sí.
Okay. All right, question number one. How many gold albums does Rush have?
Gold albums by Rush, and I know they have a boatload. I'm going to say 24.
That is exactly right.
No way.
Yes.
Total guess.
Are you looking at my paper?
No. I just figured they had a lot of, some of them were live albums, so I just threw a number out there. That was a total guess.
Yep, and then I think they have like 6 platinum.
I'm going to Vegas if I can get that one. Jesus.
Yeah, really? Wow, you're 1 for 1.
Never in a million years I'll get anything like that again. All right.
All right.
Question 1 for you. Which one of these bands is not from Germany? Accept, Creator, Trust, or Kissing Dynamite? Which one is not German?
Well, I know the first one is.
Accept, Creator, Trust, or Kissing Dynamite?
I'm going to say Trust.
You would be 100% correct. They are French.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Because they did the original Antisocial. Yep, and who was the drummer of that band for a little bit?
Nico McBrain
from Iron Maiden. Yep, Trust is French. All the other three are German.
So, muy bien.
Yeah, you're good. Bastante bien. One
Look
for
at
one.
You. Bilingual.
Yeah, and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, question number 2 for you. I will be shocked if you get this right, but who knows? You got 24 right, so we'll see. Who was the first guitarist to be seen in a video on MTV?
First guitarist to be seen on a video. I know the first video was Buggles, and there's no guitar player in that band. And I believe the second video on MTV, I believe, is Pat Benatar. So I'm going to say Neil Giraldo.
God damn it. Yeah, that is correct.
Why do I know this crap?
I don't know.
Because I know they played a lot of Pat Benatar, and I read somewhere a long time ago. Why can't I
read? You should be using your powers for good.
Tell me about it. I mean, come on. I can't remember anything else.
For an extra bonus, do you know the name of the song?
Is it Hit Me With Your Best Shot?
Nope.
Oh, I don't know. Nope. Heartbreaker.
Nope.
We Live for Love?
Nope.
I don't know.
It was You Better Run.
Oh, yep. Okay. Definitely.
You better hide.
You better leave?
He's an amazing guitar player. We saw him Well, we saw he and Pat Benatar just by themselves. He played an acoustic guitar most of the night, and it was amazing. Yeah, why? She can still sing her ass off. It's unbelievable.
Why isn't she in the Hall of Fame? Should be.
Yeah, she should have been like a first ballot.
Easy, yep. Yeah. That another boneheaded move by the Hall of Fame.
We could run that place so much better.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Just saying.
Yep. Okay, you ready for question number two, correct?
Yep. Bring it.
All right. Should you want an easy one or a tough one?
Well, if I know it, then it's really easy.
You got it. Okay. Who was initial replacement in Ozzy's band for Randy Rhoads after he passed away? Played like two shows. And
That was Brad Gillis from Night Ranger.
No, it was not. He was the guy who replaced the guy. Incorrect.
Replaced the guy who replaced the guy.
Correct. Was not Brad Gillis. Most people think that. This guy was a British guitar player, and he played the band with Phil Lewis before Phil Lewis made it in LA Guns.
Wow. Tracy Guns.
Negative.
I don't know.
Bernie Torme.
What?
Bernie Torme. He was in a band called Torme with Phil Lewis, and he was in a band called the New Torpedoes. And Phil Lewis came over here and made it big. But Bernie Torme, with two shows, was the guitar player they replaced, and they realized it was a bad fit. And
yeah, I can't imagine him pulling off Randy Rhoads' licks.
I guess that's what happened, because he's got his own style, and yeah, they quickly replaced him. Do you know who Ozzy wanted in his band before he found Randy Rhoads? Can this guy flat out turn him down?
No idea.
Gary Moore. Gary Moore said, no, I got my own thing going with my band G-Force. Not interested.
And you're...
He begged him, too. That would have been interesting, Mick.
Oh, man. Gary Moore. I can't see Gary Moore with Ozzy.
Yeah, well, just for the fact that Gary Moore left Thin Lizzy because Phil, one of his best friends, was all, you know, doing all the drugs, and Gary hated all that stuff. That's why he left. And yeah. Ozzy was going to be a mess. He would have left, too, so. But it would have been interesting.
Yeah, I can't see Gary staying. I mean, he left all kinds of bands when, like, right in the middle of when he probably should have stayed, but.
Yeah, and then when he had Glenn Hughes, and Glenn Hughes was in his band, he kicked Glenn Hughes out because of the drugs.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Right.
Wow.
You're up.
Okay, question number three for you. What do the following bands have in common? Gwar, Dave Matthews Band, Lamb of God, Dave Grohl, and Jake E. Lee.
Wow, I was going to say they're all from Virginia, but is Jake E. Lee from Virginia? That's my answer. They're from Virginia.
Yes. Jake E. Lee is from the Hampton Roads area down in that Portsmouth area.
I did not know that, because I knew Dave Grohl was from Springfield, which we lived in Springfield. I knew Lamb of God's from Richmond.
Yep.
And what's the other band you said?
Dave Matthews.
I had no idea Dave Matthews was from Virginia.
Yeah, they're from Charlottesville.
I did not know that.
And then I didn't know Gwar. They're from like the Portsmouth, Hampton Roads area.
Yeah, I knew that one. I think they were a bunch of college buddies, and they put together a joke band and made a career out of it. Just for fun. Yeah, I
know. Yeah, with paper mache and tinfoil.
Yep. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question for you. Question number three. Which one of these albums is sold the most in the U.S.? And I'm going to give you three. I know. Another list with sales attached to it.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know all of these. Toys in the Attic by Aerosmith, Def Leppard Pyromania, or Journey Escape. Which one is sold the most?
Got to be Escape.
Negative.
Is it Pyromania?
Pyromania sold 10 million. Yep.
Wow.
Sold 9, and Toys in the Attic sold 8.
Wow.
Can you tell I was on the RIAA website? Going to the Golden Platinum and looking at sales?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah, that's exactly where I got all that stuff. Yeah, there's a couple places you can go online and find all that useless information. I found one for UK ones now. So.
Oh, great. That'll be very, very beneficial.
I'll share it with you so you can throw questions that I'll never get either. But that's okay. Right.
Because right. I've been to the UK?
Yes, you've been. Last time I was in the UK was 1980. And I think you went last year or something close to that.
UK, it was like 3 years, 4 years ago. Yeah.
You win.
Okay, so I should know all the answers.
Yeah, you should know more than I do now.
Right.
I haven't been to Europe in 30-plus years, so.
Wow. Way to go.
Yeah. All right, who won that time? I don't know. Was it tied?
I don't know. Did you get all three?
I think
you did.
I think you did. Yeah. Pulled the one out of my butt, and the rest were, yeah. I don't know.
I can't believe you got Neil Giraldo, but go.
I don't know how I do it. You got to make them harder. I'm just the best. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Humble.
Just the best. What can you say?
Oh, well, you know what I say. Oh, just you know, I'm helping coaching my son's travel basketball team. Mm-hmm. Turns out it's weird, you know, because turns out a couple of them are closet rockers.
Oh yeah.
Pretty cool, huh?
What do you mean?
Yeah, like talking to a few of them. Like one loves the '80s hair band stuff, and she likes to go to shows. And
wow!
Another couple are going to see Kiss. I'm like, oh my gosh!
All right.
So when he started talking about this stuff, I was like, oh cool. There's somebody actually around here that likes the same stuff as I do. Because people look at me and think I know, you know, it's all about basketball, but they have no idea that we do this. So I shared I shared the show with a couple of them, and they've been listening. They'll come to practice and go, I was listening to a couple of your shows. Like, oh, well, cool.
Your buddy's a moron.
No,
did you find him in like an institution or something?
Yeah, where did you meet that? Oh, no.
Do you feel like bad for him or something?
Yeah. Throw him a few pity. You know? It's always weird when people say, yeah, I listen. Like, okay, cool. So And we just do this straight for fun, so I'm always surprised if anybody does. And yeah, some people do. Cool.
Yeah, there's two guys I know that listen, and they like are giving me, you know, give me questions sometimes, or they'll say, "Yeah, I liked your segment on whatever," and I'm like, "Really? Okay,
cool." Oh, and one of the guys on the Pot of Thunder podcast, you know, it's the show that does. They take one Kiss song each week, and they've been doing it for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big show. He goes. He's told me that our show is his favorite.
Like, wow.
Like, what?
Why?
His show's like, I don't know.
I can't give you any money.
No. Yeah, his show's like 500,000 times bigger than ours. You know? I don't know. Well, cool.
Whatever.
Hey, if we can turn people on to some music and entertain, yeah, it's cool.
He needs to go tell people that our show's his favorite.
Yeah, we can get two or three more listeners, hey.
Right.
Always cool. All right. And on that note, good night.
Okay.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio, which features the best of the 70s and 80s hard rock and beyond 24 hours a day and can be heard on Shoutcast and Radionomy.com. The Hard Rock...
So this past couple of weekends, I've been to a place called the Santa Clarita Canyon Club. And the Canyon Club is now a chain of clubs. They have one in Agora Hills. It's a small little dinner theater type club. I'm going to guess it holds probably 1,000 maybe. And they got one in Agora. And now we have one in, I think, Pasadena and Santa Clarita. And it's been open for about a year. And there's a lot of 80s bands coming, anything from new wave stuff to hard rock and metal. Except played here a couple months ago, but I didn't
wow.
go. I wish I'd have went, but I know when YNT's coming and Warrant's played. So a friend of mine called me up. He said, hey, I got free tickets to go see Jack Wetzel's Great White. You want to go? I'm like, free tickets and it's 10 minutes from my door? Yeah, sure, why not?
I would pay. I'd pay that much to see him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, Jack, you know, Great White's okay. I'm not a huge fan, But with me, Great White's always been better live than they are on album. Man, I love the first Great White album, but it's their metal album, and they don't play anything from it, so... I was going in there, no, Jack's not in great health, and let's see how it goes. It's a free show. Let's go hang out with my buddy. I haven't seen him in a while. So went there, show up, 9 o'clock, get there. Place is pretty packed. About 10 yards from the stage, pretty close. It's a nice, intimate place. Sound quality of this place was perfect. I mean, whoever's doing the boards and set up the speakers and everything, perfect. This band gets out super tight. I mean, they sound really good. And Jack Russell, you know, he's got health issues and stuff. Almost died a couple times. Voice, perfect. Spot on. Every song, everything's tight. It's funny because the lead guitar player in his band now is Tony Montana. He was the bass player in the band when it was a Great White with the Once Bitten, Twice Shy. But now Jack Russell's, he's the lead player. So now, because they're split in two bands, you got Jack Russell's Great White, and you got Great White. They had a big falling out. And
right.
As long as they call it Jack Russell's Great White, Great White's cool with it. They settled. Great. But, you know, I like Great White all right when they went to the blues. They're okay. But live, great. It was cool.
Really?
Yeah. It was a really good show. I was surprised. You know, so I went in there with low expectations, came out like, wow, this is really fun. Bobby Blotzer from Rat was there in the crowd because I think he lives out here too. He was there.
Wow.
And as we're sitting towards the side of the stage, I looked next to me, and Terry Alouse was standing there. He's the lead singer of XYZ. Remember XYZ?
Yeah, yeah.
But he was also the lead singer of the other version of Great White. And he's standing right next to us looking at Jack Russell. So my buddy Greg taps him on the shoulder and goes, what are you doing here? And he goes, oh, Jack's my friend. You know, so he's there supporting his friend. But, you know, recently, like 3 months ago, he got fired from Great White and replaced by Mitch Malloy, who was almost in Van Halen. So here's the guy
who
was his competitor sitting there hanging out watching his buddy Jack play the show. So I thought it was pretty cool.
That's cool.
I don't know if anybody knew it was him. But a couple of people might have picked up on it. But yeah.
Right.
But so that was a pretty cool hang. So Santa Clarita Canyon Club, hopefully I get to go to more shows there.
Well, that's cool because when we saw Great White at M3, that was when we went to get lunch.
Yeah.
It was like our meal break. It was like, okay.
Because we weren't that into it, you know. It's like, okay,
right,
but yeah, this was really strong. So anybody who lives in this area, show comes to the Canyon Club Santa Clarita, go. You gotta go. This was a cool hang. It looks just like the Agora one, except it's newer and nicer. It's in a mall, actually. Yeah, I think it used to be the Red Robin in the mall.
So geez,
they moved the Red Robin out, and it's a nice sized club. So it's a cool hang. And
oh, that's cool.
Get to see people that, you know, it's definitely an older crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would say 30s up to 60s. So, cool hang.
Wow.
After the show, I hop in my car, 10 minutes, I'm home.
That's the best part.
Yeah, so check it out online, Santa Clarita. It's called The Canyon. A lot of cool shows coming there.
Nice. Boop.